Okay, on the line now I have from the SPCA, as I mentioned earlier, Gillian Bird. Hello, good afternoon, Gillian. How are you?
I'm very good on this wet day.
I was just going to say that. It's wet all over, isn't it?
It's very wet, isn't it? Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
This time of the year, now, what sort of tips have you got coming into spring? And, well, we're into spring now. But how do people entertain an animal, a dog especially, on a day like today? You can't get out for a walk.
Well, you can still get out for a walk. It just can be a bit wet and muddy. No, absolutely. I mean, look, the simple advice to people, you know, dogs do like to get out, and if they can't get out, then they need something else to stimulate them in the house. So maybe some games outside, or even if you bring them for a walk out on the concrete path, you mightn't be able to let them off in the field because it's too wet. But do try and bring them out. Do try and entertain them. And you know, try to basically accept the fact that your dog, which may have a fair bit of energy, it's like the kids, does need some way to actually release the energy. Otherwise, they can get a bit frustrated, and then they can chew up their toys and make a bit of a mess of the house. So it is important to remember that they do are used to going out, and they don't mind the rain as much as we do, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. It's funny, as you're talking there about entertainment in the house, I remember a good few years ago a guy telling me that... I had to ask him, are we talking about a dog here? And he said, yeah. He used to play hide and seek with a dog in the house.
Oh, that's a good fun game. Yeah, we do that sometimes with our dog now with the kids. I hang on to the dog and they play on the beach and up in the dunes, and we let the dog go and he finds them. It's not difficult, though, because they just follow their noses.
Yeah,
absolutely. There's lots of things you can do. And if you can come up with good indoor games that are fun with the dogs, that's always fun.
Yeah, I was just mentioning there about if people were thinking of getting pets, or even if they have had a pet for the Christmas and they find a little bit unruly. What sort of mantra is there for training a dog? Should people always go and get the dog trained, or is it, you know, how hard is it? I know cats don't need it really.
But. Yeah, it's not about getting the dog trained. It's about the owner learning about how the dog's brain works.
Mm-hmm.
So what we always recommend at the SPCA is you start off with some basic dog training, even if it's something like dog socialization, which is where your dog learns to do the basic things like come and sit and you know, be quiet and not bark when it's with other dogs. And we do all these sessions up here in the DSPCA. We have some free events as well where people can come up for puppy play dates. And it's just really about getting your dog used to all the things around them, so they're not surprised when they come across things when they're a little bit older. You know, the younger you influence them, the better it is with certain things.
Mm-hmm.
But the training is about you working with your dog and every member of the family working with your dog. It's not about sending your dog off for training. It's about you understanding what a dog's limits are and how the dog's brain works and what the best ways of training your dog is. And it's always good. And there really are very, very few problems that cannot be solved with spending some time and doing some training with your dog.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the problems that people have are where the dog won't come back when it's let off the lead, or, you know, sometimes you have them where they might growl because they think you're going to take their food away, or they won't get off the furniture, or they won't start barking at the neighbours or people when they walk past the house. And all of these things are trainable. It's just really a little bit of time and a little bit of know-how.
Okay, and do different dogs have different sort of leans towards, you know, some can be very territorial. I know someone telling me once that a Jack Russell in the house can be very territorial. So if he has a chair he sits on, no one else sits on the chair, in other words.
They can be, but see, that's all about how we treat our animals. I mean, mm-hmm. if you have every member of the family not feeding the dog at the table, and you've one member of the family dropping a few tidbits on the floor,
mm-hmm.
then the dog gets a bit confused about these things. And it's the same situation if every time you sit on the couch and you let the dog sit beside you, but every time, you know, your partner sits on the couch, he shoos the dog off, then the dog is going to have a bit of conflict and issues over the fact that, well, I'm allowed to sit on the couch with them, but I'm not allowed to sit on the couch with them.
Okay.
You know, this sort of thing. So there can be a bit of these things going on. It's not necessarily to do with breeds. You have to understand, though, that, like, some breeds would be bred originally for hunting, and some for security, and some for looking pretty, and they're all different things. So the dog's brain is generally the same per dog, but there would be some traits now that would be stronger in some dogs than other dogs.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Anything else that people should learn about, especially, as I say, just after Christmas when people have just gotten pets?
Mm, absolutely. Well, I mean, one of the big things, and the big thing that we were discussing this week, is that the DSPCA and the Irish Kennel Club, we've actually made a joint submission for the dog breeding establishment guidelines. So for people who breed on a commercial basis for dogs. Mm-hmm. So what we've actually done is some guidelines, and it's actually very interesting to have a read of some of our recommendations and some of the recommendations that were already made. We also have a poll, which is very interesting to people to see what public opinion is on commercially bred animals. And that there again, an animal from a commercially bred, you know, puppy mm-hmm. can have behavioural issues more than other dogs would that are raised in a family environment. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff to be done, a lot of stuff that we're doing, but it's well worth people going onto our website, dspca.ie, and just having a quick look at some of the findings we have for that. And anybody who's any questions on that, feel free to come and have a chat with us. We'd love to talk to them about it.
Okay, and finally, again, it's not on the radar at the moment. It pops up every now and again about puppy breeding and people buying from them. So you would be telling people how to be very, very careful and all the screening they should do as regards buying a new pup if they're thinking of one.
We just always say that you should adopt, not buy. So you should always start with your rescue centre, see what they have, though they might not actually have something, you know, in the shelter at that moment in time. Animals are always coming in, and animal shelters are great at giving advice. We have a fantastic team in the DSPCA here, and you might think you want a particular type of puppy or dog, and the staff here will advise you and say, well, look, maybe that's not suitable for you. Would you consider something else? So it's well worth going to the rescue centres, having a look, seeing what they've got, seeing what's coming in, and, you know, you'll find your absolutely, you know, devoted pet here, and it's well worth coming and having a look rather than going out there and buying an animal that's often being commercially bred.
So I suppose when someone comes into you, particularly about an animal that you are observing, the person as well as the dog, and of course the relationship, the short little bit that they're together, that you can tell is a bit of psychology there. You can say, well, that animal's not for you. As a matter of fact, sometimes in some cases, some people shouldn't have animals at all. Can you tell that?
Well, you can't always tell, but what you can do is you can often tell. I mean, many people come in and say, you know, they want a puppy because they want their kids to grow up with a puppy, and that's wonderful, but unless you've got the time to spend training that puppy and remembering a dog as a puppy until they're nearly 2 years of age, you're not going to have the chance to have a dog that's going to be as good and fits into your family as possible. So often a lot of people come up and they fall in love with the little Labrador puppies, but they've only got a very small home and a small car, and they don't have the situation where a big dog would suit them. So there would be a lot of chatting that goes on. We obviously want the animals to go to their homes where they're going to be in these homes forever. So that's we sort of call it their forever homes. But it's about making sure the animals, this is their permanent home they're going to go to and spend the rest of their life with this family. So we want to make sure the family don't make the wrong decision and we don't make the wrong decision about which animal they take. So there is a lot of thought goes into it. And the staff are very attached to the animals. So they do know the animals very, very well, and they can have a fairly good estimate as to which animal will go and be good in which home.
Okay. People can look up for dspca.ie. That's the website, isn't it, Gillian?
That's it. Oh, come up to us. We're here from 11 till 4:30 each day. Come up, have a look around, see what we do, have a chat with the staff.
Okay. Thanks very much, Gillian. Thank you. I'll talk to you in a few weeks' time.
Thank you.
Bye.